All right, folks, welcome back to the Dopamine Fasts. It's your boy Logan Cruz here, and let's face it, life can feel like one giant hamster wheel sometimes, right? We're constantly bombarded with information, demands, and expectations. Ever feel like you're just running and running but never actually getting anywhere? That, my friends, is burnout talking. And trust me, I get it. We all hit that wall at some point, where the joy fades, the energy drains, and suddenly everything feels overwhelming. But here's the thing, we don't have to become victims of burnout. This isn't about becoming some Zen master overnight, meditating on a mountaintop, and chanting Om all day long, although, if that works for you, go for it. This is about practical strategies, real-life hacks, and finding ways to manage the chaos without losing yourself in the process. Because let's be honest, who wants to be a shell of their former self? So, buckle up, because today we're diving deep into managing burnout without sacrificing your soul. 5 key takeaways that are going to blow your mind and actually help you reclaim your life. First up, recognize the signs. Burnout isn't just feeling tired or stressed, it's a full-blown system malfunction. You might feel chronically exhausted, lack motivation even for things you used to love, have trouble concentrating, and experience constant irritability. You know that feeling when you just can't seem to get out of bed even though you have important stuff to do? Yeah, that's a major red flag. Number 2, set boundaries. Ever feel like your days are just one non-stop blur of obligations and demands? Boundaries are your lifeline. Learn to say no to things that drain your energy and don't align with your priorities. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let someone walk all over your physical space, right? Well, the same goes for your mental and emotional energy. Protect your time, protect your peace. Third on our list, recharge your batteries. This isn't about binge-watching Netflix for a week, although that can be part of it. It's about finding activities that genuinely nourish your soul. Maybe it's reading a good book, taking a walk in nature, spending time with loved ones, or finally learning that guitar you always wanted to play. Whatever it is, make time for things that bring you joy and help you reconnect with yourself. Next up, move your body. I know. Exercise can be the last thing on your mind when you're feeling burned out. But trust me, even a short walk or some gentle stretching can do wonders for your energy levels and mood. Exercise releases endorphins, those feel-good chemicals that can help combat stress and anxiety. Plus, getting outside and moving can give you a fresh perspective and boost your creativity. And, finally, seek support. You don't have to go through this alone. Talk to friends, family, or a therapist about what you're going through. Sharing your feelings can be incredibly cathartic and help you gain valuable insights. Remember, asking for help is a sign of strength, not weakness. Picture this. You're at work, drowning in emails, deadlines looming over you like hungry vultures. Your brain feels fried, your energy is depleted, and you're starting to feel that familiar sense of dread creeping in. Suddenly, you remember our key takeaways. You take a few deep breaths, close your eyes, and visualize yourself, taking a walk on the beach, feeling the warm sand beneath your feet, and listening to the soothing sound of waves crashing against the shore. You remind yourself to set boundaries by politely declining that extra project until you have some breathing room. Then, you get up, stretch your legs, and decide to take a short walk outside to clear your head. As you walk, you listen to an inspiring podcast or simply soak in the fresh air and sunshine. You feel a shift happening within you. Your energy starts to return. Your mind feels calmer, and you're ready to tackle the rest of your day with renewed focus and determination. See, it's not magic, it's awareness and action. You've got this. So, what are your biggest takeaways from today's episode? Remember, recognizing the signs, setting boundaries, recharging your batteries, moving your body, and seeking support are essential tools for managing burnout and reclaiming your life. Don't let yourself get bogged down by the chaos. Take control, prioritize your well-being, and remember that you deserve to feel fulfilled and energized. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might be struggling with burnout, and leave a review on your favorite podcast platform. Let's spread the word about self-care and create a world where people feel empowered to prioritize their mental health. Until next time, stay awesome, stay true to yourself, and keep chasing those dopamine highs, the healthy kind, of course.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.